Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-535-8158. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-535-8158. 800-535-8158. That's 800-535-8158.
President Trump has restored the idea of America.
Keep America great! Exclamation point.
The Dow Jones made history today, closing over 26,000 points for the first time.
This is a standout report.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What magic wand do you have?
Hand me down the walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
I'm going to bomb the out of them.
The collusion delusion is over.
Fake news.
Unbelievable.
So dishonest.
Mr. President. Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President. Are you?
That's enough. Put down the mic.
So much winning.
Everything he does.
Every day is NASCAR.
Seems to come out right.
Donald Trump. Keeper of promises.
I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
America is winning again. With your help on November 3rd, 2020, can you believe it's right around the corner?
So you ready? Let's go. Let me hear it.
Goodbye, Hillary. Bye.
Did you see that disgusting Seth Meyers interview with Biden? If that wasn't, I'm surprised the tropical storm didn't develop out of all the suction in that TV studio last night. What a piece of crap Seth Meyers is. What a self-aggrandizing, narcissistic, not good guy he is. All right, Rosie, I have further instructions for you.
Okay.
When I sent my car for service, I sent my whole key ring.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to tether me so that I don't wander outside the building and then have to pound on the door like Fred Flintstone trying to get back into his house when Dino locks him up.
Okay.
So if you hear dead air and a pounding on an outside wall, me yelling, Wilma!
Okay.
You'll know what happened. You got to prepare for anything. Brant McDonald will join us in a minute. Invista Advisors 387-0094. I want to play this new Trump ad. I hear it's really good, so let's give it a listen. Of course, we'll make sure that the...
is out of Athens, Georgia. Two colleges have canceled classes today as police look for a murderer.
Lakin Riley was described as a shining light.
Dean's List nursing student.
Police arrested 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra.
Ibarra crossed into Texas illegally back in September of 2022, then was released into the United States on parole.
Confident this border is secure.
We have a secure border.
We agree that the border is secure.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
Yeah. The border is closed. The border is secure.
We have taken unprecedented action.
Look, the border is not open.
Fox News can now confirm that Jose Antonio Ibarra was busted last year in New York City. ICE didn't even have time to put in a detainer on him because, hey, he was already back out in the streets.
And at the end it says, you're not safe in Joe Biden's America. And that's the damnedest truth I've seen all day. And sadly, we have to lose a life to make that point. It's really sickening. I'm going to take that ad and put it on Facebook because it's the truth. And you should be able to share that without reservation, in my humble opinion. And now joining us at 4:05 today and tomorrow, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Brant, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. Good afternoon to you as well, buddy. Again, appreciate the early time slot. We're going to need it again tomorrow. We'll be back with regular hours on Thursday.
Okay.
Probably we'll need to check in with you on Friday as well with, you know, a little bit of the aftermath of the big PCE number that'll be on Thursday. But for now, we'll talk about a little bit about today. It's interesting. You know, we continue to get little earnings reports here and there that are still sort of dribbling out. Some of them are okay, nothing to write home about. Some of them are not so okay. But really, the biggest thing that stood out to me today was a couple of pieces of data that we got. And typically, I don't pay a lot of attention to them, but nevertheless, these numbers had such a massive drop that it was eye-catching. So the first one was durable goods orders. And so when we think about durable goods, we're talking about long-lasting, big, heavy-duty types of orders. Biggest thing that comes to mind when you think about that would be transportation. The durable goods number dropped over 6% today, a massive decline. And most of what we can tell from diving into those numbers is that it really is coming from transportation and all forms of transportation, not just cars and trucks for personal use, but also for business use. Think about trains, think about planes, think about a lot of that kind of stuff. Just not a really good number. The other piece of data we got was consumer confidence, which, as you can imagine, in a market and environment like this, was not so good. It was worse than expected. The number one thing there that I think is on everyone's minds are now jobs. We're starting to hear, it's early, okay, but we're starting to hear rumblings about job security. Again, not a surprise, because if you look back at the last several months, how many companies have we seen make announcements with big headlines where they're laying people off?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, and as I've always said, you know, jobs, employment numbers, unemployment numbers are always lagging. They're big-time lagging numbers. They've never been leading indicators. It takes quite a bit of time for that type of data to show up. I think we're getting a little bit of an early read there. But nevertheless, you know, the market didn't do a whole lot today. It seems like we're kind of just in pause land until we get the big numbers, which is on Thursday. Those two big numbers, again, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the PCE, which is the big reading on inflation that the Fed uses the most. That number will be out Thursday morning at 7:30 Central Time. And then we also get consumer spending numbers, which is going to be a nice complement to these consumer confidence numbers that we got today. So we'll see if there's any kind of connection there. But that's where we stand today, buddy. And just as I said yesterday afternoon, there's just not a whole lot out there that's really market moving, I think, until we get to Thursday.
I'm always amazed because there have been many headlines since the first of the year of companies laying off, not a person here and there, but by the hundreds, even in the tech sector. Yet the unemployment number merely stays at 3.7 or something. I've never been able to figure that out.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it? And it's also amazing, too, how the revisions on the jobs number. So they'll announce jobs for the current month, and then they'll say, oh, by the way, last month was not so great. And that kind of gets buried in the headline. It's even my buddy Jeffrey Gundlach at Double Line, you know, he himself, and he's not a conspiracy theorist at all. He's very factual driven. But he raised this point, too. He said, you know, this is really brow-raising the rate at which every month we have these massive revisions downward of jobs. It's like, never seen this before.
It's yeah.
Very bizarre.
It really is crazy, and we appreciate you bringing us this information every day. Now, how's the team coming along this year?
Well, Greg, you know, we've got, from time to time, we talk about a few different teams. This is league ball. This is recreational league ball. This is where I have an opportunity to volunteer my time to give to the community. Of course, you know, my son Miller loves to play. And so you get everything you can imagine with a team. But the answer to your question is they're all super cute, great little boys. They're very excited to be at the ballpark, and they're learning a lot every day. We've been practicing a lot. They're learning a lot. It's very positive. Lots of smiles, and that's the way we like it.
All right. Great to hear, Brent. Good to hear from you, and we will talk tomorrow. Same time, same station.
You got it, buddy.
Take care.
Y'all have a great evening.
You too. Wow. 411. So I'm waiting for a reply. I've got to play this because I'm going to stick this on the Book of Faces. By the way, that we posted yesterday's visit to the Idiocracy with David Blackman. That's on my page. And I've got to pull up this thing that I just received. Oh, and by the way, thanks to all the people who were laughing at my addict-riddled misery last hour when I couldn't find a cigarette. Glad you found that entertaining. seriously, this I got from Kenny McMahon. He's connected to the Turf Stalkers dynasty.
Yes.
And give this a listen, because it's really funny. All right, you got to put the volume on.
President Biden does not have any events at the White House in the new year, and he's been kept from public view for 3 full days now. Why?
That makes as much sense as anything else coming out of there.
Events at the White House in the new year, and he's been kept from public view for 3 full days now. Why?
Now, I got to share that, right?
It's a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby, and it's making as much sense as Joe. So.
Or Kareem.
Now, how do I... I'll just write hilarious. Maybe that'll make people curious. And I haven't been suspended by Facebook for almost a week now, which is...
You know what came up in my feed today?
What?
Your Valentine's post about the Dollar Tree meal.
Oh! Yeah, that's like 2 weeks old.
Yeah, just today is when it came up.
I think my Facebook feed is like a clogged toilet. Every once in a while, they... take the cork out and let the stuff flow.
Yeah.
I'm being presumptive here, but I'm pretty sure that's the reason.
I saw several posts, but that one really caught my attention.
Well, the cool thing that I thought it was cool. Today, the boss gave me this. This is from...
He had it?
Yeah, it was actually... sent, for those of you who remember the show Beetle Brunch, which ran on the late great Alice 96.1 and I believe Q96.1, hosted by Joe Johnson, ran for, God, decades. Awesome show. Joe and Rick are still friends. Joe and I are still friends. We've known each other a long time. Was going through some boxes and came across some articles he had saved. What about Rick and what about me? And this is a picture of me.
I saw it on your Facebook post.
I love this picture.
Yeah.
And you got to take my word for it. How long did I go before I put my face in my profile picture on Facebook? I had dogs and parrots and everything else there but me, because what's the big deal? But that shot we took in New Orleans was fun. That was something that Janelle did. And I just liked the way this picture came out. And... honestly, in carefully scrutinizing this photo, which is on my Facebook wall, I haven't changed much. U-S-S. Well, I mean, yeah, I've changed some. There's a meet and greet with Jacqueline Tomlinson. That is on Leap Day, 5 to 7, at Jim Bordelibin's office on Highway 231 in Wetumpka. I don't know the 4352 Highway 231. That's 5 to 7 on the 29th. Did we get much play in the boneless pork rectums? No. And there's the picture. It's like 20 looks. That was it. Let's face it, Rosie, I think my time has come. No. I'm just old news. Well, Anna Marie Edge says, I remember listening to you when I lived in Florida when I was a kid. Thank you. I'm going to look into this big breaking news story involving our Baumhauer's group. Let me talk about Jack Ingram Select. And I just took a look in the $10,000 to $20,000 category over there. And I'm liking what I'm seeing. They've got a Beamer. This is the thing about Jack Ingram Select. They can make your driving dream come true with vehicles that are very thoroughly vetted. That's been their reputation for years. And John Ingram, the GM at Select, decided, how can we take this to the next level? And they did that by adding 84 steps in the examination of the engine that have to be factory specs, or the car just doesn't get on the lot. They don't want to sell somebody else's troubles. And that's always been their anthem, but they're really and backing it up with extended warranties, roadside assistance, rental car reimbursement, and more. They've always dreamed of having a Beamer. They got a 2017 Beamer X3 S-Drive 28i. Only got 86,000 miles on it. It's in beautiful condition. There's a picture of it at jackingramselect.com. Here's a Cascada. Is it Cascada or Cascadia? Premium. It's a Buick convertible. Only 62,000 miles. It's a 2016. And it's only at 19,000. And that Corvette is still there. Tip said I could come over and drive it. Corvette's a Corvette. I don't care what year it comes from. It's a 99. 64,000 miles. That means that car was driven an average of a little over 2,000 miles a year. So it's in excellent condition, and it's met all of these high standards for resale that Jack Ingram imposes on the cars. 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. Just get over there and love what you drive with Jack Ingram Select and jackingramselect.com. 4:18 already. We're just getting started. It's like the Carol Burnett Show from years ago. Let's hit the traffic dungeon with Skipper, and I've got something else lined up. It's an interview, not an interview, it's a testimony in Congress today with Laura Logan.
Wow.
And it's about COVID and the kind of crap we were forced to do during that whole insane time. That's coming up. Right now, here is the great one.
Well, traffic is beginning to build a little bit all over the Montgomery area. However, the only accidents that we had two earlier. East Boulevard, right near Zaxby's. That's going to be between the Walmart on the East Boulevard and Vaughan Road. If you're coming up from Walmart headed to Vaughan on East Boulevard, please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Other than that, just a lot of heavy traffic. East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 are building. We have light to mostly moderate traffic there now. Pratt-Mull Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clear at the moment. Invisible Fence has boundary plus technology, giving your pet play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey there, River Region area. It's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman! Said get away!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact box office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight, the coffee. No sugar tonight, my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Your tickets now.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm, proud sponsor of the Rich Thomas Weather Network. You can't control the weather, but you can control your drive. Be aware of your surroundings in any weather. Be a defensive driver. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chet Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for FarmPAC-endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures are running way above normal for February. A little spring preview and also quite breezy well into the evening hours tonight. Clouds increasing overnight. Low temperature very mild, low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 once again with scattered showers around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Kind of windy again tomorrow. And then Thursday, much cooler. A big change with a high temperature barely up to about 60 and quite breezy. Risk of more showers from time to time Thursday night in through Friday and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are adorable.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What else is on?
Does that mean you're not into the roll call, Rich Thomas?
Wee-wee.
Well, you'll just have to change your mind on that. Because that's what we're doing right now.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Fight me.
You gotta have
you're
nothing.
You're so naughty.
If you want to be with
you
me.
You gotta freaking kick me.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bad.
You gotta have something.
Excellent.
If you want to be with me.
There she is. The cradle robber.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
I'm not trying to be your
I'm dying out here.
Cause
sale of pennies. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Oh, mama.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We must do something about this immediately! Immediately! Immediately!
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Get that finger out of here. You don't know where that finger's been.
Oh, my God!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap!
You gotta have something. Nothing from nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have something.
Ooh.
If you wanna be with me.
I go on, would something. You give me a happy fact?
Huh? Yeah.
You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the china.
Gotta have something. If you wanna be with me. You gotta bring me something, girl. If you wanna be with me.
It keeps having to bring it back on a regular basis and... For some reason, I keep forgetting to do that. But it's not age-related. And what else do we got this afternoon? Master Thespian joining us at 5.
Yes.
And I have that clip I want to play. But I seem to have lost it. Where is the... by the way, the Trump ad on You're Not Safe in America is on my Facebook page as well. And let me find this other thing... I think it's really good because it we can never forget the way we were abused by our government, misled, lied to by creeps like Fauci, another one who belongs in prison. And if Trump gets back in, I hope that that's target number one. Because this was all deep state, well-orchestrated crap to destroy our lives and businesses. And for all practical purposes, you could have had Obama in there and gotten the same result or worse, of course. With him, you never know. But there's some Lara Logan testimony today in front of Congress that I think is worth your time. So we're going to give that a quick listen here on X.
Our next presenter is Ms. Lara Logan. Lara Logan is a award-winning investigative journalist, former 60 Minutes correspondent and chief foreign correspondent and chief foreign affairs correspondent for 60 Minutes and host of The Rest of the Story with Lara Logan. Ms. Logan.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Hello, everybody. I was asked to testify on media censorship and the First Amendment, the importance of free speech. And I do want to say that it is an honor and a privilege to be here with all of you and with you, Senator Johnson. Thank you for hosting this rogue committee. It's important to all of us, because of everything discussed today, that we address the vital principles and values that exist really only in the United States of America. And that said, these are the worst of times for the media in this country. We live in the age of information warfare, where propaganda is not simply a weapon, it is the entire field of battle. This is a war for our minds that is aided by advanced technology, and we have never been here, not in all of human history. It is a moment when we as journalists should stand together, united, and regardless of politics, we should fight for the truth and we should fight for freedom.
Good luck with that.
Yet, not very long ago, we allowed one of our own, Tucker Carlson, to be branded as a traitor simply for doing his job. In fact, there were many so-called journalists who were leading the charge against Tucker, accusing him of treason for the simple fact of interviewing the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. And to my knowledge, there was not a single legacy media institution that spoke up.
True.
This was more than a politically motivated attack on one man. It was a betrayal of the most sacred principles of a free press. And my media colleagues know this to be true, no matter what they say. My fear is that they either no longer care or that they lack the moral courage to be honest, including with themselves. I have worked at the highest levels of the media as a full-time correspondent for 60 Minutes, chief foreign correspondent for CBS News, chief foreign affairs correspondent for CBS News. That was my home for 16 years. And as a journalist, I have sat down with world leaders, mass murderers, and terrorists. And I have held people on both sides of the aisle accountable. I have seen suffering, and I have faced evil, and I have walked through the fires of hell on distant battlefields. I faced my own death at the hands of a mob of some 200 men in Egypt when I was gang-raped and sodomized and beaten almost to death while on assignment for 60 Minutes. And yet for almost a decade, I have been targeted and falsely branded and accused of many things that I did not do. They have attacked my work, my character, my sanity, and my marriage. And I am not alone. We are many. And we will not give up, and we will not give in. To those who wish to censor the idea of free speech in America and all over the world.
The sad fact, though, and she is incredible, and that story, some have forgotten what happened to her in Egypt. It takes great courage to share that kind of an experience in a hearing. But the fact of the matter is, the propaganda machine in this country rivals the Nazis. It's not just that they will only give a view that they're told to give by Barack Hussein Obama, his own self, but the ugliness, they can't win an argument. So they do exactly what she's describing. They attack personally. They attack the family. They make your life a living hell because they can. That's how the Nazis did it. You know, the Nazis didn't take power overnight. It was a process. They didn't win every election, but they never took their foot off the gas pedal. And then one day, Hindenburg decided, well, I can't make this go away, so I may as well give in. And you know the horror stories that followed that. And then you had naive liberal idiots like Neville Chamberlain making deals with Hitler. Yeah, he's going to keep his word. We're watching this happen in real time today. And yeah, you should be afraid. Because there's no limits to the bullying. And the border's a perfect example. We played that clip earlier. The Trump ad. It's nothing but Corinne Jean-Pierre and everybody in that administration for Mayorkas hole all the way up to Biden. There's no problem at the border. What problem? They're like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine. What? Me worry? I don't see anything to be worried about. And history has taught us what? That if you repeat that kind of messaging often enough, eventually people will either give in to the message or happily repeat it on your behalf. Go ahead. Change my mind, because you can't. You can try, but you can't. At 272-9228. J.P. Morgan's top strategist braced for 1970s-style stagflation. Well, that's more good news. That's why Bill Maher said on his show Friday night, and by liberal standards of today, he's a Reagan conservative. The Biden administration has removed the term Bidenomics from their languaging because it's getting such a negative play. 435. We're going to be turning the corner into the hot weather season. Have you been out in that wind today? I got to tell you, I did 5 miles on my bike today. And the 2.5 I had to do going southbound into this, when I was walking across the parking lot to come in the front door, gust of wind, I swear, and I'm no lightweight. I've lost a lot of weight. I'm no lightweight, but man, I almost got knocked over by that gust. That did happen to me in downtown Chicago on Michigan Avenue where the wind comes in. And then the tall buildings funnel it so it actually increases in speed to hurricane force. They've got Of course, now nobody goes there because Michigan Avenue is under the control of gangs. So it's dangerous, and you've got a mayor there who's all about that. He thinks that's okay. I'm going to get off on a tangent here, and I don't want to do that because I'm really here to talk about Clark's heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. About a year and a half ago, Clark's nursed our ancient unit, the original one with the house we bought, through its final summer. And as it sputtered to the finish line in August, we ordered a new system. Clark's installed it. We bought it from them as well. And I got to tell you, the difference in energy, energy costs have not gone down. But even with rising energy costs, take it from somebody who was once a $395 a month budget biller with Alabama Power and Light. I'm down to $245, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it drop further because the unit Clark's installed is so efficient. And they keep it that way because I'm a Clark's Club member, too, with the annual tune-ups that they offer. So it's a great setup, great situation. And, of course, Clark's also employs the best, most talented plumbers. But the skill set they have above and beyond HVAC and plumbing at Clark's is people skills. People skills. When they're in your house, you feel like they've been there. You've known them or met them somewhere in the past. You'll want to offer them refreshments while they're doing the job, whatever it is they came to your house to do. Because they're really good people. And that counts for something, too. 277-2125 to get yourself a membership. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Andy?
Hey, did you happen to hear the story about the lieutenant governor in Virginia that called
yes.
transgender, sir. Did
yes.
you hear that?
Winsome Sears. And sadly, she apologized for that, which is a big mistake from a woman who's supposed to be a real conservative.
What was something, though, is that the article, when I read it, said the lieutenant governor, a Republican, you know, and all that. And then I was like, I clicked on it, and I watched the video. I'm like, hold on now. This is a black woman.
Yeah.
And they're ridiculing her, you know, even though she's like, hey, I've had problems too. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all because she had that R next to her name.
Yep. Yep, that's very true. And I thought it was great that she addressed this phony woman with the word sir.
Yeah, I did too.
And then I was saddened to see she apologized for it. Because here we go. You got to goose step to that rule too. I'm a girl because I said I'm a girl. No, you're not. No, you're not a girl because you said you're a girl. You're a fetishist or something else. And you can pretend and do whatever you want. Any feminine thing you want. You're still a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes those who go about the process of removal. You're still a guy. Can't change the chromosome. Sorry. But thank you for the call, Andy. You inspired another heart attack, and I can't have enough of those today.
Oh. Sorry about that.
No, I'm kidding, man. Thanks. Good to hear from you. All right, we got to take a break here. I'm behind, as always. I think I'll wander outside and just wander about aimlessly until my aides come to bring me back in the building. Here's the traffic at 4:39.
Well, we are sure getting busy all over the area. We're seeing a lot more cars now on I-65 northbound out of Montgomery, I-65 southbound light to moderate, 85 southbound into Montgomery, very light to moderate traffic this afternoon, and very busy 85 northbound from the interchange all the way out to Bell Road, Taylor, Chantilly. Please buckle up and drive carefully. The boulevards are busy as well as Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka, but no major problems anywhere to slow you down right at this moment. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Houdan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire alert for several counties in the southwest part of the state. Windy conditions that'll be occurring all this week are going to make it very difficult to contain a fire and will create a risk of fast-moving wildfires. The counties involved are Baldwin, Choctaw, Clark, Conecuh, Escambia, Mobile, Monroe, and Washington counties. The Forestry Commission reports that in the past 4 days, there have been 168 wildfires across the state. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Lauderdale County grand jury indicts a Florence man with 273 counts of possession of child pornography. 34-year-old Frederick Coleman is being held on a $150,000 bond. Police tell the Times Daily that Coleman was found to be downloading the child pornography images as revealed by his IP address. A search warrant resulted in a forensic search of Coleman's electronics and confirmation of those 273 images. The U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Task Force is searching for a fugitive in the Wiregrass region. 46-year-old Burgess Flowers is described as a black man, 5'8", 153 pounds. Flowers has connections to Montgomery, Enterprise, and the Dadeville areas. He's wanted for second-degree robbery and is considered armed and dangerous. A peace forum is going to be held in Mobile at the end of this week to address community concerns about violent crime. The event will be March 2nd at the Dodge Community Center. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on The Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures are running way above normal for February. A little spring preview and also quite breezy well into the evening hours tonight. Clouds increasing, overnight low temperature very mild, low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 once again with scattered showers around, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Kind of windy again tomorrow. And then Thursday, much cooler. A big change with a high temperature barely up to about 60 and quite breezy. Risk of more showers from time to time Thursday night in through Friday and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It flew to the moon and stuck the landing with such grace.
Odysseus has found his new home.
But it did not take too long to fall right on its face. Odysseus
has got news for you.
Malfunction.
Odysseus. All the pics aside view.
That's another great American story, blowing a 52-year lead in getting to the moon. Then we send a tin can up there and it falls over. Odysseus, by the way, this is just a hunch. Somebody who's expecting a baby will hear that term and decide that's a great name for a boy.
Yeah.
Odysseus. I think it's spelled with one D. We got a new Tucker clip to play, but we got Papa B on the line first. Hey.
Hey, Greg, Rosie.
Hey.
You know, I'm so glad somebody else called in about this freak of a guy that, you know, has decided he's a woman.
Yeah.
And got all his panties been, you know, in a wad. Because somebody had the audacity to refer to him as a guy. And this is what I will not tolerate. There's some stories. But I just kind of, well, it's like background noise is the worst. But there's some others that I just can't stand. I got to stand up and say something. And this guy right here, if you want, if this guy wants to float around in some fantasy, putting on a dress, putting on makeup, growing his hair out, acting around like he's a woman, well, I can't do anything about that. I wish he would. But, you know, that's an outrage. He's going to do what he wants to do. But I mean, he should never expect anybody to have to be forced into his fantasy world, too. Nobody should have to coddle his craziness. You know, and that's, I think that's really, I mean,
I don't know who expected to do that. You become the bad guy if you don't bow down and recognize. It's like the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing. It's not just a couple of us mature, bigoted Americans that think this is all nuts.
Right, and then, you know, that's what I won't ever do. I'm going to refer to him as a guy. I'm not going to refer to him as a she or her.
What's he going to do if you don't call him away? Is he going to hit you with his handbag? I mean, it's so stupid.
Right.
And if his feelings are hurt, too bad, so sad, that's life.
Exactly.
Deal with it.
Exactly.
Grow a pair. Well, you already have a pair.
Right. That's what needs to happen. If you would just sit back and make fun of him, this kind of junk wouldn't go on long. I mean, I can't imagine that. I only got a leg to begin with, but whatever. Anyway, I had to just, you know, speak out about this. Not going to mollycoddle some crazy.
No.
Not at all. All right. Thanks, Chris.
By the way, tomorrow, I'm going to identify as a schnauzer. And you better forking respect my identity.
I'll bring you a milk bone.
See, Rosie knows how to chime in on this. All right. We got a new clip from Tucker. Let's give this a quick sample.
The story of history is the story of invasions. One group of people moving into someone else's land and taking it. One nation ends, another begins. Invasions drive history. Few Americans understand this is happening to them right now.
Yeah.
The United States of America is being invaded.
For the love of God, this is a damn invasion. Who is allowing this?
They invaded our privacy.
I think it's an invasion of the country.
In other words, it's ending. The country you grew up in no longer exists. Soon it will be unrecognizable. No one is fighting back. Few are even acknowledging it. And the people who lead us are letting it happen. Why are our leaders letting this happen? Well, to destroy the country and to change the demographics. Who lives here determines what the country's like. This country is changing faster than you may understand. Americans are being replaced. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. In August of 2023, illegal immigration outpaced American births, a brand new population. Last year alone, over 3 million people came here illegally just over our southern border. The media won't tell you it's happening, but if you look around, you can see it, and you can see it most clearly in our cities, which are collapsing. We elect people to protect us. That's what politicians are paid to do. But they've done the opposite. They've sold us out, and they've crushed what our ancestors built. Take a look at our cities. They're hellish, and immigration is the reason. The city of Chicago was in tough shape even before Joe Biden opened the border. Now, parts of it are basically uninhabitable. Even the socialist mayor of Chicago says the city is breaking under the strain.
Without real significant investment from our federal government, it won't just be the city of Chicago that won't be able to maintain this mission. It's the entire country that is now at stake.
Chicago's politicians may complain about illegal immigration in public, but in private, they're paying for it with your money. They're spending more on illegal aliens than on their own citizens. They're doing this secretly. They're hiding it from the public. Our team uncovered a shadow terminal, for example, inside Chicago O'Hare Airport. Hundreds of migrants were being hidden there secretly. Our team pulled up with cameras rolling, and at first we didn't see much. The city erected a black tarp to hide what was going on.
Wow.
The motive was simple. They didn't want us to see it. And a third-party security group paid for with your tax dollars told us that was prohibited. We weren't allowed to see.
What are you doing?
I want to look inside.
For what? For what?
They weren't local or federal law enforcement, so we ignored them. They had no authority. They were rent-a-cops. Inside, our team found more than 100 beds on the floor. The smell was overpowering, repulsive. It was filthy. But it's not just airport terminals that have been given over to people who've come here illegally from the poorest countries in the world, without permission, criminally, and yet being supported in every detail of their lives by taxpayers. No, even police stations in Chicago have been turned into refugee camps. This is new video, never seen before, of what's actually happening inside Chicago's police stations. Keep in mind, the people who work in those police stations are paid to protect you. But that's not what they're doing. They're running refugee camps for illegal aliens. As our cameramen approached the Chicago police precinct in the city's downtown to see what was happening inside, you see people come out, illegal aliens, shooting in the middle finger and yelling. They didn't hide their hostility. Many other illegals have been pushed into poorer, predominantly black neighborhoods on the south side. We went there. We spoke to someone who has lived on the south side of Chicago virtually his entire life. He's enraged by how the city has fallen apart under its sanctuary city policy.
Andre Smith, CEO of Chicago Against Violence. I don't know the count, but I know that the readiness, the language of sanctuary city, state, and county should have had a plan, but it led to a massive destruction. I have seen almost the worst of the worst in Chicago, but seeing this migrant crisis was the most devastating thing that I ever seen.
You live in America, the place you grew up, the place you'd like to see your children grow up in much the way that you did. But that won't be possible because of the single greatest sellout in our history. Hundreds of years of America eliminated by an invasion that our leaders made possible. You should know that.
Wow.
I kid you not. I would like to cry after watching this. You heard the audio. I'm looking at the video. The scenes from O'Hare Airport, where I came and went, I couldn't even tell you how many times. That terminal, it's a regular terminal, yet they have found space to simply wall it off with canvas, with tarp. And then when you see behind it, you heard the description, repulsive. Oh, what are we doing this for? Or the bigger question is, why are we allowing it? We should be in the streets with burning torches. And I'm sorry, I'm not apologizing for this. We should be ultimately, and I'm hoping it happens, that some of these alleged leaders will end up like the Mussolinis. Because this is past the point of jail or being thrown out of office. This incredible level of destruction. He's absolutely right. The country we grew up in no longer exists. But we can get it back. And that's going to take us putting our heads down, voting, getting involved, making sure the votes are counted. There's no shenanigans because the Democrats are the biggest forking weasels on the planet. And they'll steal the food off your plate while you're sitting there at the table. They have no morals. They have no moral. They have the morals of a marmoset. That was breathtaking. Here's Skipper with the latest on the roads at 458.
More and more folks getting off work, and traffic is getting really busy now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We're a good bit busy on 65 northbound up to Prattville and Millbrook. 85 northbound is picking up a lot of cars right now. Boulevards are busy, as well as Troy Highway and 231 to Wetumpka. No problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka just reporting busy conditions everywhere. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, I'm Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commissioner for District 1. During my tenure, I have championed those issues that directly affect the quality of life for the citizens of District 1 and the entire county. Since joining the commission, MPS was able to obtain an overdue increase in funding, which will result in substantial improvements to public education. The county's cold case unit was created to help the families of victims of unsolved homicides obtain justice and a measure of closure. The county's summer youth jobs program was established, employing more than 300 young people since its inception, all while providing much-needed financial support for those nonprofits that are working to improve the quality of life for all Montgomery residents. Please help me continue this valuable work by going to the polls on March 5th and voting for Dan Harris, Montgomery County Commission, District 1. Paid for by committee to elect Dan Harris, Post Office Box 230491, Montgomery 36123.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
Without child labor laws, there would probably be a thing called Take Your Parent to Work Day.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-366.